Thank you very much, dear Chair. First of all, I want to express my deep appreciation to the previous served CEDAW committee members, Madame Hilary Gbedema, Madame Nicole Amelin, Madame Dalia Leinarte, Madame Marion Bettel, Madame Leticia Boniface Alfonso, Madame Gia Hia, Madame Maya Morsi, Madame Rosaria Manala, and at the same time, I want to welcome one more time new committee members to the CEDAW committee family. I'm sure it will continue our efforts on the women rights protection, especially for the next 4 years. And I'm sure that we will get much more bigger experiences and results in the site. And congratulations one more time, Madam Anna Palais-Narves for the excellent chairmanship during this year. So it was an honor for me to participate in the site as on your leadership. Yes, and now I will go to my participation in international conferences. You know that in Azerbaijan from 11 till 22 November was organized UN Climate Change Conference in Baku as a worldwide conference. During this conference, I participated as a speaker and moderated during the COP29. The same time, I participated in the signing procedure of UNICEF in Azerbaijan government on the signing declaration of on youth, children, and climate change. I participate in the events of the investing gender equality for a fair and green transition to the European Union, neighborhood and the Western Balkans venue, Swedish Pavilion, which is organized by the European Commission and Women and Sweden. At the same time, I participate as a moderator during the COP29 in the event of the Pavilion of Islamic World Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, ISESCO, on the Human Capital, Children and Youth, Health, Education thematic days, which including COP29 at the same time CEDAW Committee Principles, Equality and Transition to the Gender Equality at the same time, and Youth Dialogue. I participate in many days and the same time 60 days activist campaigns, especially on gender-based violence. For example, with Madame Professor Rangita De Silva De Alves for the Syria, a special office organized with the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights for Syria, which were created and showing how it's the right way to go on and implementation and going back, especially together with the Syrian government, and how it needs to be done as a humanitarian aid and aid how take them back to the CEDAW committee for the next dialogues. I will go to the next one. At the same time, during the 16-day campaign, it was organized with the Embassy of Mexico in Azerbaijan and Faculty of Law, Baku State University, and the United Nations of Azerbaijan, where I participated as a speaker during the panel discussion why gender-based violence is an important issue in addressing climate change. And at the same time, during the 10-11 December was organized in Geneva a special global multi-stakeholder summit on advancing gender equality in national laws, which organized by the Global Campaign for Equality and Nationality Rights, Equality Now, Interparliamentary Union, UN Refugee Agency, and UN Women, where I was a speaker, including a special CEDAW Convention and GRs on Article 9, nationality, family reunification, international agreements, and national legislations. And last one, which I participated as an international event, it was International Conference on Mediation, New Trends and Challenges to Public Discussion, which organized one of the regions and big cities of Azerbaijan, where I organized especially International Mediation Center and the Azerbaijan Mediation Center. I participated as a speaker in this case, and was my main point was mediation role in divorce, custody, property delimitation, CEDAW Convention, COPs implementation. Thank you very much, and good luck to the association, to everybody.